Riders up!
This is Riders Up with Frank Lyons and John Gaver, your one-stop shop for all the Sunday morning racing information that you need. Let's get this party started. Here's Frankie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our all-new Saturday show. Riders Up here on ESPN Radio, WLXG 1300 AM. I am Frank Lyons. Very glad to be joined by John Gaver. Johnny, how are you?
All's good, man. Keeneland, in the air.
In the air. That's great. We have five Grade 1 races today between here and Belmont. A couple of Grade 2s and a Grade 3 and a lot to talk about, John. We also have Brian Lynch going to be on the phone talking about Heart to Heart in today's Shadwell Turf Mile. And we also have Arnaud Delacour, who sends out Hawksmoor in the First Lady. And two sneaky little horses there today. He's got a $600,000 two-year-old that he purchased early on this year for the Lael Stables. And there's also a $2.4 million tiz now in that race also.
Yeah, Mark Cassie's got that one breaking from the rail. Yeah, Arnaud is a good young trainer, a buddy of mine. Has some nice stock and does a good job with him. Hawksmoor in with a very high class filly and with a chance today for certain.
A tough race and all sorts of tough races. We'll give you more of an insight to the races there today at Keeneland and at Belmont. And also at Belmont and Keeneland, they have a Belmont Keeneland All Stakes Pick Four, which is a very interesting bet.
I always like those kind of multi-track, kind of coast-to-coast wagers. It's pretty cool. I mean, you normally get stakes races, and you normally get a lot of grass as well. So there's a lot of good betting opportunities, and good for Naira Bets. And we'd like to certainly thank them and Coolmore and Cash Call for signing up to the show and sponsoring us. And we're excited to be on Saturday for certain to talk about some stakes action on Saturday for a change.
But before we get to all of that, John, we got to get some news.
And for big news.
We have the lovely Milena Balboa.
Hello, Frank. Good morning, John. And good morning, Lexington. This week in Thoroughbred Racing, the news includes under regular rider Hugh Bowman. The Australian Super Mare Winx stretched her winning streak to 21 earlier today by cruising to a 6.5-length win in the Sepelt Turnbull Stakes in front of a huge crowd at Flemington Racecourse. Trained by Chris Waller, Winx put on a dazzling display in her first trip to Australia's premier racecourse in front of an estimated crowd of more than 20,000 as the daughter of Street Cry stalked the pace while on the bridle, assumed command at the eighth pole, and won by open lengths.
500 metres to go. A sign moves up on the outside of Sir Isaac Newton. A length Ventura Storm Winx. Bowman hasn't flinched. He's doing it easily. And then came Humidor Magical and Skyfire across the track at the 300. Winx has ambled up on the outside. Racing Royalty goes to the lead. Racing's Wonder of the World puts up two lengths, three lengths. Ventura Storm followed by a sign. But it's all Winx. Five or six lengths in front. Look at her go with 100 metres to go. 21 today on the biggest dance floor of them all. Winx by 8 lengths. Ventura Storm second. Humidor third.
What a great horse. She's very special and emotional, Waller told the Racing Post after the race. She was comfortable with the tempo today, and when she's wound up and lets go, it's pretty scintillating. Barring any unforeseen circumstances, Winx will go for her third straight win in the Cox Plate at Moonee Valley Racecourse in Melbourne, Australia, on October 28th. Robert LaPenta, Southern Spring Stables, and head of Plains Partners, Whitmore, won a thrilling 165th renewal of the $200,000 Grade II Stoll Keenan Ogden Phoenix Stakes by a hard-fought nose in a blanket finish on opening day of the Keeneland Fall meet yesterday in Lexington, Kentucky. Awesome Banner was second in the field of 11, and Limousine Liberal checked in third. Trained by Ron Moquette and ridden by Manny Franco, Whitmore completed the 6 furlongs over a fast racetrack in 109 4/5. Debbie Oxley's homebred filly Heavenly Love rolled to a 5.5-length victory in yesterday's 66th running of the $400,000 Grade 1 Darley Alcibiades under jockey Julian Leperoux, covering the mile and a 16th distance in 145 1/5. Princess Warrior was second, and Heavenly Love stablemate Dancing checked in third. The win was the third on the card for the Leperoux and Mark Cassie jockey-trainer combination. Stallion Kitten's Joy, currently leading, currently the leading active sire in North America, will stand at John Sakura's Hill and Dale Farm beginning in 2018. The son of El Prado has stood at his owner-breeder Ken and Sarah Ramsey's Ramsey Farm near Nicholasville, Kentucky, since he began his stud career in 2006. His stud fee will be $60,000. Frank Stronach announced on October 4th that he will be putting his 1,800-acre Adena Springs property near Paris, Kentucky, up for sale, citing a decision to shift the focus of his breeding program away from the Bluegrass State and toward California and Maryland, where his privately owned company, the Stronach Group, operates racetracks. "We have nothing against Kentucky and will continue to have a presence there," Stronach told the Bloodhorse, "but we need to come up with a program to have more California breds. The fields are small and it hurts the business." And on that note, back to you, gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much, Milena, and congratulations to Winx. And that is a tremendous feat. I've talked to a lot of Australian horsemen, and I said, you know, we're not quite sure who Winx has been running against. Is she running against the same type of horses the whole time? And they're like, no, this is a serious racehorse.
I guess anytime you reel off 21 in a row, I mean, you know, that's something to be said about that. That's for certain. I was watching the race earlier from this morning, and it's just the way she does it. I mean, he never touched her, and, you know, she was kind of closer to the pace than she normally likes to be. And, I mean, he just shook the reins at her at the eighth pole, and she won by six. And, you know, there were some decent horses in there. I think the horse that was third is like a group winner in Europe. So I don't know. She's the real deal for certain.
She's going for her third Cox Plate.
Third in a row.
That's amazing.
She is a special horse. I think they had, what did Milena say, 20,000 in Flemington's kind of, I guess, the showcase racetrack in Australia. We should ask Brian Lynch about what he thinks about Winx being an Aussie.
Being an Aussie, yeah. So what do you want to handicap first here? Do you want to go to Belmont?
We could do that if you want.
Let's go to the Jockey Club Gold Cup.
Okay.
Because that is a race that has been won through the years by Man of War, Easy Goer, Cigar, Skip Away, Curlin, Slew of Gold, John Henry, Affirmed, Forgo, Damascus, Citation, War Admiral, Whirl Away, Nashua.
Unfortunately, I don't think I see any of those quality in this year's renewal of the Jockey Club Gold Cup.
Well, you know, you never know, because Pavel is a horse that really looks like he's stepping up. A three-year-old who was in his second start was thrown into Jim Dandy against Good Samaritan off just a debut win. He was a $90,000 foal at Keeneland, I think it was, wasn't it?
That's correct.
It was Keeneland November.
That's correct.
And, you know, when he ran into Jim Dandy, I remember one horseman saying that, one commentator saying that this horse has no chance today. And at the eighth pole, you were probably, figuring that you might be right or you might be wrong, because he was right there at the eighth pole and then came back to win the Smarty Jones, posted 103 buyer. So in three starts, he's got two wins and then that fourth to a Good Samaritan.
Right, and the Smarty Jones, I'm not sure, you know, six-horse field. I know Colonel's Dark Temper's a nice horse, stakes winner for Jinx Fires, I believe, trains that horse. Don't know much about Talk Logistics. I don't know. I'd be kind of worried about maybe the bounce a little bit. I know young horses can pair up pretty big efforts. But,
sure.
You know, coming back to Belmont from Parks, low odds on the morning line. I'd probably play against Pavel in the Jockey Club Gold Cup today.
So I just want to go back to the horses that have won this race in the past. There's been about five horses that have won the race twice. Curlin, Tonalist, Creme Fraiche, Slew of Gold, and Shuvie. And then Kelso won this race 5 years in a row.
Yes, of course. And, you know, the Breeders' Cup Classic took a lot of the sting out of this race. This race used to be the Breeders' Cup Classic for all intents and purposes back in the 70s. So, you know, not that it's a bad race or anything. I'm not trying to say that. But it just kind of has lost its luster of yesteryear, if you will.
Yeah, a little bit of its luster because of the Breeders' Cup taking a little bit away from the race, of course. A lot of these horses are, I hate to use the word prep.
Right.
Because this is the Jockey Club Gold Cup. This is the day that if you win this race, it's a tremendous feat. But a lot of these horses are thinking of Breeders' Cup, not only this year, but last year and, you know, in other years. And in this race today, I see it just really as, unfortunately, a setup, a brilliant setup for Keen Ice.
I think he's got this field over the barrel, like you say, from a pace perspective and from a class perspective as well. There are some nice horses in here. I mean, Diversify is razor sharp right now for Richard Violette, coming out of State Bred Company, but he's had a great year. Good Samaritan's going with the blinkers on today. We talked a little bit about Pavel. Highland Sky, I think, is in a little bit over his head, but I agree with you. You know, Keen Ice looks to be really tough in here at very low odds. Todd Pletcher running the old three-pronged entry in a seven-horse field.
The only thing about Keen Ice is that he's a five-year-old by Curlin, who won this race twice, but he's only won three races lifetime.
That's true. He does like Belmont, though. He's never been off the board at Belmont, and, you know, he's been hooked. I don't see any gun runners in here or Arrogates who have beaten him his last four starts. So, you know, I think he's in a good spot here, and I like kind of the outside draw. He'll be able to kind of sit a good trip, you know, going this mile and a quarter over the massive terrain there at Belmont Park.
I mean, it looks just like, because Diversify is going to go. Pavel, he's going to show up.
He'll be forwardly placed. Rally Cry, same deal.
But maybe going to try and get the lead, Rally Cry.
You know, that's interesting tactics, I guess. It's Pletcher trains all three of those horses. Yeah. Destin's got some early foot as well. So, you know, I think the pace will be, you know, it's not going to be smoking going 10 furlongs, but it should be pretty legitimate. And, you know, he likes Big Sandy, does Keen Ice. So, you know, that goes a long way. It can be kind of a tricky racetrack, kind of demanding. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So also then in the Champagne, which is tomorrow, there's a two-year-old boys race and $500,000. It's the 146th running of the Champagne. And in this race today, we have Good Magic. It's an interest. Another horse by Curlin, who's a $1 million purchase, finished second in his lone start behind Hazet for Todd Pletcher. It's a son of Warfront, cost $430,000 as a two-year-old out of the Indian Charlie Mare Rumor, who was, I believe, trained by Richard Mandela, and she was a very quick sort of filly.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that Good Magic, though.
It's a tough race, and this is a great old race. Excellent card today at Belmont. Good Magic, I agree with you, will be tough. Paid a cool $1 million for that one. But there's some others in here as well. You know, Hazet's got a license to improve, coming off a big maiden win at Saratoga, trying winners, I know, for the first time in a grade one. These young horses can improve by leaps and bounds. Also, Honorable Treasure looks like an interesting play at a price for Kenny McPeak. Ran a huge race at Saratoga on the dirt the first time. And then what about Jeremiah Englehart's horse, Avenue Malakanu? I'm sure I slaughtered the pronunciation of that horse, but very nice. I know the trainer is very high on him. Into Mischief Colt.
Yeah.
Hasn't done anything wrong against state breds.
Yeah, he's a New York bred, and of course he doesn't know where he was bred.
No.
But he's out of a mare by Trippy, and that was just a little bit of like, Trippy was a tremendously fast horse, and I don't really know if he's going to throw that much stamina. Now, it's only a mile, and it's a one-turn mile, so
That'll help for certain. He's sitting on like a razor-sharp bullet half mile in 46-3. And what about the horse on the far outside for your man Jason Service, High Percentage Barn?
Yeah.
Karen's Fire coming out of the Hopeful. And
ran a very good race in the Hopeful.
May not have cared for the quote-unquote good surface. It'll be fast at Belmont today, and won the Sanford at Saratoga. Jason Service.
Beat Free Drop Billy that day.
Solid. Yeah, and I mean, Free Drop Billy's a nice horse for Dale Romans. You know, I think it's a kind of a wide-open race, really. But, you know, Good Magic will probably be the favorite, the Chad Brown factor. But, I don't know. I would take a few in here if I were playing the pick four.
Well, I did take a few in here. And do you know a little fact about the Champagne? Do you know the 49er? You remember 49er.
Absolutely. Claiborne Farm.
He
Woody
won,
Stevens.
He won the Champagne, and he also won the Breeders' Futurity.
Very nice.
That's
like, was that wheel back off like a week's rest?
I mean,
knocked that out, no problem.
Like, you know, they're running the same day now, but I imagine it would have been 2 weeks or 3 weeks apart at least.
Yeah. Although Woody Stevens, I don't know, he could wheel back that quick. But yeah, the Breeders' Futurity running tomorrow at Keeneland, so you know, it's I'm sure they changed that kind of stakes calendar around
here. Sure, of course.
In modern times.
Now, you know who won this race in 1948 and 1972?
I do not know that.
John Gaver Sr.
That's... Yeah. When you said 48, I knew it wasn't me, so... But,
yeah, you're right. So, that was John's grandfather. Won it with Capo in 1948 and Stop the Music, of course, in 72.
And that was over... Secretariat
who was disqualified, right?
Correct. We'll take it. No problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He deserved to be disqualified.
He did. He kind of, he like made the lead.
I didn't see the race, to be honest.
At the quarter pole, lugged in, bumped him pretty good. But, I mean, once he kind of straightened out, he ran by, Stop the Music like he was tied to a post. But spent the rest of the year kind of trying to duck him. But he did. He was a nice, really nice horse for Green Tree.
Huh. So, now, looking at the rest of this champagne, like, I agree with you, you got to use quite a few horses. I use the three, the Stronger, the four Enticed, the six Good Magic, the seven Bahamian, the eight Avenue McLeanu, Honorable Treasure, the nine, and the 11 Hazen, the 12 Friends Fire. So,
you got to go deep, I think, especially. Yeah. I think this
and
is
I narrowed it down after that.
But. Yeah, you got, but I mean, I think this is the first leg of it. It's kind of wide open. You may fish out a price in there. So, it's a good little pick four. If you can kind of hammer out a single, I guess Keen Ice would be maybe a single among many tickets, but we can check that out on the old Naira Bets on our Facebook page.
You know, I encourage people to check out Naira Bets' website. Just go and check it out because it is a fabulous website.
Frank's been doing some picks for them, doing pretty well, and I kind of joined in here of late. They have a good product up there, and certainly New York racing is some of the best in the country, always has been.
So always has been.
It's nice to have them on board.
Well, today, especially, you've got great racing. And what about the ninth race, the Hill Prince, the Grade 3, the 43rd running of the Hill Prince, $500,000 purse, Grade 3, mile and an eighth on the grass. For three-year-olds only, and it looks like a tremendous race today.
It really is. I mean, you'd like to. I've been a Yoshida fan. Couldn't single him in here. Frostmourne's a really talented Spitestown colt. Couldn't single him. Bricks and Mortar is very, very strong. You know, three parts of a length from being undefeated for Chad Brown. But I don't think I could single him in here. Those are, I think, your three primary contenders. But it's a really good race. Secretary of War's coming off a big effort at Kentucky Downs for Jimmy Jerkins, who is a great trainer. And, you know, I don't know. There's the other Chad Brown factor, Ticonderoga.
That's who I like.
Who's always cut out to be a good horse out of Kirtana, who is an awesome race mare for Tom Proctor, multiple graded stakes winner on the grass. Paid a cool $850,000, that is, for him. You know, it's a wide-open race, Frank.
I remember last year when Javier Castellano rode him here in the Bourbon at Keeneland. The horse kind of lugged in all the way through the stretch. Javier was trying to angle him out, and he just showed that he was way green. And then he went out to the Breeders' Cup, and he broke from the 14 hole going a mile. Ironically, the first and second, I believe, broke from the 13 hole and the 12 hole. But, you know, I know Oscar Performance did break from wide outside, and, you know, he was beaten 4 3/4 lengths, Ticonderoga. Then he came back in this year. He was put away till March the 4th, and he came back and he won the Palm Beach pretty impressively. Wasn't a great field. Then he came back to Keeneland, was fourth in the Transylvania behind the Tim Yakteen trained Big Score.
He's a nice horse.
Nice horse. And then he's faced Oscar Performance in his last two starts. The last start in the Belmont Derby, he was only ninth, beaten 7 lengths. That's the kind of race that you could give a horse, but he's been freshened up since the Belmont Derby, and I think that when you look through this field, you don't see anything that's unbeatable.
No, you don't, and you're going to get a good price. I don't know if 10 to 1 is going to be it, but it's going to be high because, like I say, you know, there's several in here that are going to garner a lot of attention at the betting window. So, I like what you're thinking there. Plus, he likes the Belmont turf course. And, I mean, anytime Chad Brown has one in on the grass in New York, I mean, you got to take a look at it.
When Jose Ortiz aboard, you know, it's as good a play as I would see on the card at Belmont today to take a chance with Ticonderoga, because he's been freshened since the last race. He's a big tappet. You know, I mean,
he was always cut out.
Cut out to be a nice horse,
right? And that might be your pick four breaker there. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's a it's a 9-horse field. I mean, people might be inclined to take them all in there, but that might be the one that gets you, that knocks out a few, and you kind of take a larger chunk of that pool home.
Now, I do like him a lot, but I didn't single him. I used the, you know, the,
I don't know if I can single him either.
I used Bricks and Mortar. And I use him. But you might be right. You might take a chance on Ticonderoga and key to pick four around him.
Absolutely. I don't know. It's there's a wide range of opportunities today in this sequence at Belmont for certain.
So now there's another stake at Belmont, but it's hidden in the third race. That's the Belmont Turf Sprint Invitational. And it's a short field, only a 5-horse field before scratches. I imagine all 5 will go, and Disco Partner is one of the most consistent horses in training, and he loves it there at Belmont. He's won 6 out of 10 with 2 seconds. He's won 3 wins at this distance from 6 starts with 2 seconds, with 109 buyer being the top buyer that he's ever run. And when you look through this field, not a lot of horses can compete with that. And he tried 2 turns last time out in the 4-star, Dave, but it was a yielding surface. And Chris Clement said, well, this isn't him. He likes a firm surface, and he's 3 to 5 on the morning line. And I'd say you'll probably be lucky to get 3 to 5.
Probably so. And, I mean, he was beaten by World Approval last time at a distance that was probably too long, a little longer than he probably likes. And that horse came back to win the Woodbine Mile, I believe. And, you know, Disco Partner, like you say, loves Belmont Park, set a world record time in the Jiper, 3 starts back, going 6 panels. They went 6 furlongs in 105.
Oh, is that right?
And 3.
Huh.
So that's getting with it for certain. Beat Green Mask, a nice horse in that field. And he is will take all the beating for certain in this race. We Dear You is an interesting kind of horse for the Live Oak Plantation, homebred. 1 for 1 over the course, beat Loose on the Town last time out, who I thought ran a brave race yesterday to be
fourth
in the Stoll Keenan Ogden Phoenix. Kind of got shuffled back and were kind of a rough trip in the stretch down on the rail and ran on to be in a blanket finish. That was a great race, actually. That horse is kind of interesting, but Disco Partner has this field over the proverbial barrel.
So that's the Belmont races, and we're going to have to go to break now. And also got a little note here that says Auto Smarts will be on at 8 o'clock. So Auto Smarts on at 8 o'clock.
Very good. Tune in.
And we'll be back. We'll be back with Brian Lynch and Arnaud Delacour.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
In 2016, after spending $10 million of my own money, we passed a constitutional amendment in Florida allowing the use of medical marijuana. Here in this state, it must be implemented by our politicians and governor. For many years, I have represented those injured by unsafe drugs. Only in the United States and New Zealand are these pill pushers allowed to advertise on TV. It's outrageous. Legal opioids are killing us and destroying our families. And all the while, medical marijuana remains a solution for pain, nausea, and anxiety. We need to urge these politicians to put compassion first. Plus, it's good for the state and its financial well-being. Visit ForThePeople.com for a complete list of bad drugs being pushed on us and hurting us all. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585, or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, CashCall Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait, CashCall, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH, and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083, NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
For nearly half a century, the Northern Dancer sire line has dominated thoroughbred breeding. Galileo has earned his place among the breed-shaping sires from that lineage.
They're into the stretch! Magician is trying to come late!
Now, his best son in North America...
On the far outside, Magician!
...will carry on the legacy.
And Magician runs down the fugue!
Sign up to Naira Bets today, and aside from your $100 new member bonus, you'll be able to participate in a special promotion around the Keeneland Belmont All Grade 1 Stakes Pick 4. Hit the Pick 4 and get a 10% winner's bonus. The best promotions are on Naira Bets. Go to NairaBets.com and sign up today.
You'd quit us if you could, but you can't. ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Good morning, and good morning, Lynchy. How are you? Yeah, very good, Lynchy. So today is a big day, heart-to-heart in the Shadwell Turf Mile. How's he doing?
It comes in good order. Trying to catch that elusive grade one with this little guy.
You won the race 2 years ago with Grand Arch, and Heart to Heart has never run a bad race ever, and never run a bad race at Keeneland. Is he doing anything different today?
Hopefully going into the winner's circle.
Yes, right. Exactly. Now, how hard is it going to be to find that winner's circle? Is there anything that tells you that he's a little better now, or is he just the same sort of horse?
I mean, we gave him a little bit of time after the Shoemaker Mile. We wanted to get a race into him before the Shadwell, and, you know, he come up trumps there in the Bernard Baruch, and came out of that race in good order. Worked very well on the, you know, his two works in between have been very solid, and he just seems like he's got a bit of want-to in his program. So let's hope that the stars line up today.
Now, what kind of a race day routine does he have, Brian? Does he go to the track or what?
No, he doesn't, Frank. He's a horse we just walk on race day, and he's not a very big horse. He's a very easy keeper. You wouldn't even know he's in the barn. He just stays out everybody's way, and he'll have a nice, when it warms up a little bit, he'll come out here and have a nice bath and get walked and graze for a little bit, and then he'll be put away till the big event.
The big event.
It looks like he's in a great spot from a pace standpoint. I know he's a freewheeling horse, and he's really a neat horse, 13-time winner. He shows up every time. I guess you expect him to be on the lead. It doesn't look like there's a whole lot of pace in here.
Nah, John, that'd be a big thing. If he can break clean and he can dictate the terms to him, then, you know, first time with Fleuron, so hopefully, I've always felt like he's, you know, he's a very tidy rider on the front end, so
yeah,
hopefully
no
he
doubt.
Can nurse him along there, and that'd be the key to it. If we, you know, if we can slow him down and get a nice, comfortable first half, and then he's a very dangerous horse.
Now, I think that was it last time at Keeneland, Lynchy, when he didn't have the lead. There was Aragorn that had gone out there for Chad Brown with you. You didn't get that pace that you wanted that day, but it looks a lot better situation here today.
Yeah, I think that early in the spring in the Maker's Mark, we chased that horse at Kenny Black's. What was it? What a view. Correct. And you know, we tracked him, we put the move on him coming around the turn, and he opened up on him down the lane, but the middle section of that race was just too fast, and he ended up coming up a you know, a neck short with Todd's horse.
American Patriots. Yeah,
American Patriots. Thank you, Frank.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Lynch. I'm here for you anytime. Now, he's back in there today before scratches, and you've also got Miss Temple City. So you've got the two horses that beat you at Keeneland last time out, both in grade ones and Maker's Mark Mile. But I feel a little confidence in your voice, Brian.
Yes, Frank. I think we can turn the tables on today. I think Todd's horse hasn't really been the same since his trip to Ascot.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. We'll find out. And I think, you've got to respect the filly. She deserves a lot of credit. She absolutely loves this track.
Yeah,
big effort to win the Maker's Mark and the Shadwell last year and beat good horses doing it. So you'd never, ever throw her out. But, if he's able to get it his own way, then he's a very dangerous little horse. So
now,
let's hope goes that way for him today.
Last question. What does he have to show you today to put him on a plane to the Breeders' Cup? Does he have to win?
Well, I think he has to win, yeah. He's not Breeders' Cup nominated, so, I mean, that's still another 60-odd thousand to nominate him.
Terry Hamilton, the owner, he's got plenty of money.
He'd have your sort of money.
So, Lynchy, I just want to say the best of luck today, and I really do like the horse today, and I know that you have him 100%.
Thanks, Frankie. Let's hope today's his day. He's certainly a little horse that, if anyone deserves a grade one, it's him. Let's hope we can get it done.
And what about Loose on the Town?
Ran a great race, I thought.
He never got a chance. You know, I probably was his worst enemy yesterday. I thought there was going to be a lot more speed. I thought take him back a little bit, and he broke well. We should have left him alone and let him hold his position. When we took him back, he lost his position, then he took the worst of it down on the inside there and never really got a chance to get... Louis never really got a chance to get down on him and really get to riding him.
Yeah.
So that was unfortunate, but... That's the way it goes.
That's a big effort, though. He kind of jumped back on the bridle. He was only beaten by 3 lengths and change against a good field. So, I thought he ran a great race.
Yeah, and he's a horse, again, I look forward to him next year. I think he's going to get better as the time goes on. I think we'll give him the winner off, and he might be a horse that shows up in the good sprints next year.
Well, I know you're busy, Lynchy, so we'll let you go, and we wish you the best of luck for today with Heart to Heart in the Shadwell Turf Mile.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
So that was Lynchy.
He sounds pretty confident.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Miss Temple City, like he said,
she's kind of lost her form a little bit.
She does. I mean, I never know what to make of her. I bet against her. She wins. I bet on her. She beats me. And she is a top-class mare, no doubt about it. Has beaten the boys, grade one winner. But I think, you know, if that heart-to-heart is, it can get brave if he's, you know, out there, you know, kind of letting, you can hear his feet rattle a little bit. I don't know. And his, you know, 7-2, 4-1 price range, I like it.
Well, it's a 14-horse field, and there's a lot of ways to go in there. Now you have David Tudhope, who is the regular rider of Mondial East, but he decides to ride Soudois for David O'Mara, who also trains Mondial East, whose last win came in the Arlington Million. And Mondial East was 4th in last year's Shadwell Turf Mile behind Miss Temple City, beaten a length and a half. But what do you make of Soudois, this horse by Le Havre? He gets Lasix for the first time. And he stretched out last time. He was basically a 6-furlong sprinter, 6 and 7 furlongs, and not really getting the job done. Then they put him up to a mile last time out on yielding surface in the Boomerang Stakes at Leopardstown. He won by a length, or won by half a length.
Kind of an interesting horse. I actually like the sire a lot, Le Havre.
I love her.
Is a nice sire, European sire. And this character here, I know you mentioned first Lasix. They took the blinkers off. And he was a good third, got beat a half a length in a group two at Goodwood, came back, got beat a neck in a group three at York, you know, pretty good quality meets there. And then, like you say, kind of stretched out. I'd be a little worried. I don't know how he's going to handle it. It'll be firm out there. I know he's run on it in a group one, actually, in the pre-Floret at Chantilly. I don't know. I do like the first Lasix. It is interesting with the jockey switch there for the same outfit or the same trainer anyway. I don't know. You're going to get a price, that's for certain.
Well, you know, the other horse in there that's an interesting horse is Divisadero, who comes.
Always have liked him.
He always liked him.
He's a neat horse. He's one you got to bet on Derby Day. Loves Churchill and loves like Derby Day. But he has run well at Keeneland in the past. If they go a little quick up there, get a kind of a decent half mile pace, he'll come running. And Le Perru knocked out three on the card yesterday, all for Mark Cassie.
Sure. I wish we could get Lynchy back on the phone and ask him, was Le Perru available to ride Heart to Heart? You know, Arad Ortiz rode him last time out. I think Julian Le Perru was out of town, I believe.
Is Le Perru riding in New York today? Maybe?
No, he rides the Visidero.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the first time Jock made a wrong decision. And
Our owner or whatever, or anyone.
But Heart to Heart, I certainly do love the way that Lynchy's talking about him. And the pace looks like it's going to fall into his favor. And I do believe that Heart to Heart has a very big chance today. And if I had to single, or if I had to pick a horse out of this race, I would go with Heart to Heart. He's the in-form horse.
I mean, they're going to have to run him down to beat him. And, you know, like we were saying, he can get brave. And speed's always a good thing. You know, he's not going to get in any trouble. Lynchy, I think, might be right a little bit with Florent. I mean, he's good on that kind of horse. You know, we've seen him do some amazing things on an amazing horse with Gun Runner. And, I don't know. I like him. I'll have some quid on him, as they say.
Yeah, a few quid. Yeah. So now, one of my favorite races is the Breeders' Futurity, the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity. And can you guess who's the last Claiborne horse to win this race?
Oh, man, I don't know. Swale.
Well, not too bad, I guess. 49er was. 49. I gave that to you a few minutes ago, and you didn't go for it.
It's a little early.
Yeah, I know. But Claiborne have won this race with Round Table, Duel, Dyke, Swale, 49er. But it's been a long time since Claiborne had a runner in this, but had a winner in here. And they don't have a runner today. Yeah,
it's a great old race, and this is going to be a good betting race here. Wide open, huge field. I don't know, who do you like in there? There's a lot of different ways you can go.
I'm going with the favorites because Free Drop Billy ran a great race against Sporting Chance, who I believe is the top 2 year old on the East Coast anyway. For Dwayne Lucas, you've been put away with a minor chip.
Yeah.
Could be a blessing in disguise.
I agree completely. It was nothing major. I think they just took the chip out, and he'll get a little time. And he's a neat horse, and maybe he needs it. He was a little green last time, grow up a little bit. But Free Drop Billy's nice. You know, Ten City, I know Kenny McPeak thinks a lot of. There's a lot of different directions you got to. These races are always kind of tricky with maidens kind of stepping up to try winners for the first time, and you know, stakes that kind of really are allowance races. These races are tough for me to get a handle on sometimes, but I don't know. It's a wide open affair for certain, I think.
Well, Dale Romans has got a great record in this race. He sent out Not This Time to be second to Classic Empire last year, and then a couple of years ago sent out Brody's Cause. And then I think it was Doolahan won it several years ago.
That's right.
And he sends out the favorite here today in Free Drop Billy, who will go off as your favorite.
He will. What about that the 7 horse? Give Me a Minute. Was just a head off Free Drop Billy and only a neck off Sporting Chance in the Hopeful in his first start against winners. Star Guitar.
I know, Louisiana bred, and he is a superb horse. He finished second to Sporting Chance in his first start, and it was 5.5 lengths back to the third, and then came out of that race to go into the Hopeful, got beat a neck. So you got to think that he's got a big race in him. Especially against Louisiana breds.
Absolutely. Third start of his form cycle, Brian Hernandez Jr. has been riding great here in Kentucky all year long. I like him. I mean, I don't know. He probably second choice, I guess, off the hopeful effort.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, maybe a little bit of a better price. Esmosh is mildly interesting. I saw that race at Churchill for Brad Cox. Ran a pretty big buyer number in there, stretching out to a mile, a one-turn mile for the first time. Going to try two turns for the first time today. Bred to Love It by Tisway out of the Fusaichi Pegasus mare.
Absolutely.
You know, but I think you're right, Frankie. Maybe favorites, but there's, you know, I don't know. It's a tough one.
Do you know who won this race back in 1941, back in 1950, and 1952?
In 41, I'm going to say Shutout won the race.
No.
No.
Big Stretch.
Big Stretch.
Straight Face in 50 and Con McCreary in 52, I believe, in that order. And they were trained by your grandfather, John Gaver.
They, you know, Green Tree actually was, they were one of the first outfits when Keeneland first opened, I think, in 1936, to kind of ship in from New York and support that meet. So my grandfather ran a lot of horses there early. In the early days.
Also in the race, the 10 Kriya's Brooklyn Law is trained by Mike Dilger.
That's an interesting kind of a colt.
Well, you know, the reason I'm bringing him up is he was bred by Gabriel Spider Dignan, who was the breeder of Brody's Cause, one of the breeders of Brody's Cause a couple of years ago. So that'd be quite the
old breeding double.
Yeah, breeding double in the Breeders' Futurity.
That's kind of cool. What about old Captivating Moon? Never run a bad race, but going to try the dirt for the first time. Certainly bred to love it. Malibu Moon, valid appeal mare, 20-1 morning line.
Yeah.
Chris Block, good trainer.
Very good.
Chicago.
Only beaten 3/4 of a length in the Washington Futurity at Arlington.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe give me a minute. Free Drop Billy's going to be a handful. There's a lot of different directions to go in here, Frank.
By the way, the 13 horse in there, Enticed, is also in the Champagne. So we'll see where he shows up. It was Junior Alvarado rode him, and Junior's named on him in New York, and Jose Lascano down here in Keeneland. So we'll see where he shows up today. I know he's not going to be like 49er. right. Who won the Champagne and won the Breeders' Futurity.
Knock it out on like the same day.
Yeah. So are we going off to break? We'll go off to break again here on WLXG ESPN Radio 1300. We'll talk to you in a minute.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Say my name.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer and cheer on your favourite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Hi, we're Sandy and Aaron with the Allnet Group at Keller Williams Bluegrass. The Central Kentucky real estate market has been very strong and exciting this year. In a busy market like this, we need to surround ourselves with professionals we can trust.
Bluegrass Land Title is our preferred title company because of their unwavering professionalism, timely responses, and helpful nature that allow for a smooth, customer service-driven experience. For more information, call 859-266-1611 or visit them online at bluegrasslandtitle.com.
Sign up to Naira Bets today, and aside from your $100 new member bonus, you'll be able to participate in a special promotion around the Keeneland Belmont All Grade 1 Stakes Pick 4. Hit the Pick 4 and get a 10% winner's bonus. The best promotions are on Naira Bets. Go to NairaBets.com and sign up today.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait.
Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
There's a name for people who don't like sports.
We tell you. But our mother said not to use those words.
Dirty Perkish, Harkaback, Flatten, Barton, Philip, Bunker, Barton, Perkaluma.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back, everyone, to ESPN Radio. I am Frank Lyons, joined by Stage Door Johnny, Johnny Gaver, and also on the phone with us right now, we have Arnaud Delacour, who has a very big day today. Not only has he Hawksmoor in the First Lady, but you got a $600,000 purchase, tricks to do, in the third race at Keeneland. Arno, how are you?
I'm doing very well, are you guys?
Oh, very, very good.
Arno, thanks for taking the time. I know you've been training this morning, getting on the pony, so I appreciate
it. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's good. So, Arno, first of all, Hawksmoor, what does she have to do to win the race today?
Probably run a race. I mean, hopefully we have her back to when she ran to the same condition as when she ran in the New York, where she ran a very good race. You know, met the lead, slow pace, and kicked, showed a nice turn of foot. So I hope she ran back to that that potential. She's been sick after the New York, so we lost a little bit of training, and I'm not sure that she was 100% for the Beverly.
And she likes the course, Arno. She ran pretty well there. I mean, not pretty well. Excellent race in the QE2 last year. Just got beat ahead by a really nice filly in Time and Motion and Harmonize and a blanket finish. That's got to give you some confidence. And she likes the firm ground, too. It'll be pretty fast over there today.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that was one of the things that made us come to Keeneland because the track was an unknown, obviously. She, as you mentioned, she liked it last year. So that comforted me a little bit about coming here.
So would we expect to see her on the lead? Because there is a little bit of pace in the race.
You know, there is. You're absolutely right. I'm kind of going to leave it up to Julien.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's not the fastest to break. So, I mean, we'll see how she breaks and he'll take it from there. We've got the outside post, so he's got a little bit of option, you know, as far as where to stand. My guess is that, you know, I'd like to see her sit close. Whether she's on the lead or just off the pace.
Sure.
So that's the way I see the rank.
Yeah, maybe the cutback a little bit in distance might help her kind of relax a little early. She seems like she's handy enough to sit off of it. I know she's kind of a freewheeling sort, but she's a top-class filly. You've done a great job with her, Arno.
Well, thank you very much. We're just very happy to have horses of that caliber. You know,
sure, of course.
Now, nice race.
Well, is there any plan after today? Should she run to your satisfaction?
I don't really think about it right now. I really need to.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, right. I don't blame you either. I just have to ask these questions.
No, you don't, of course. But also, I mean, she's been very competitive at the grade one level, but she's never won one.
Yeah.
So the objective would be to win a grade one, and I'm not even thinking about Breeders' Cup or else just a grade one that would increase our value, you know.
Definitely. So is
a broodmare. So.
Right. Absolutely.
So now, tricks to do. What kind of horse is he?
He's a nice little horse. He showed a lot of speed at home. I mean, he showed it at the sales, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
He's not very big. He's not very big. I don't think, I mean, he's grown a little bit since we bought him, but not a whole lot. He was also a Mayfoal, so he's a little bit behind physically. But I like what I saw, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't come to Keeneland.
No doubt. Sure. No doubt. Never good to come.
He's shown some speed in the morning. So, you know, I hope for a nice race and, you know, to a little bit where we fit. It's a tough race. I think there's a few very nice prospects in the race. So it'll be interesting to see where we fit.
So I know that Fergal Lynch rides Mondialiste in the Shadwell Turf Mile, but did Fergal Lynch ride this horse? Because you have quite a relationship with Fergal Lynch. You're winning at 38% with a 37 horse sample. That's almost, you know, a 40% with a rider. Is he your go-to rider?
He would be. I mean, I would say I split the mounts between him and Daniel Santino.
Yeah.
And between those two guys, they are, you know, I'm very happy. We've got a good relationship. So I have no problem to take them to, you know, bigger jurisdiction.
Sure.
And give them a shot because they are loyal to me and they work for the stable already.
And so the main question would be then, what are we going to see from Tricks to Do? What do you expect from Tricks to Do today?
I hope that he's going to break good and get a good position, maybe make the lead. I'm not sure, you know. That depends. First time starter, anything can happen.
Sure.
But I hope for him to be in the race, you know, and show some run. You know, it's hard to win against winner. Or
sure,
no doubt about it.
Horses that have run already, sorry. That have experience, especially at Kinlon.
Absolutely.
But, I hope he gave us a decent try and we can move forward from there.
So now you also win at 42% when you give him first time Lasix. So we got, you know, you're almost talking us into the winner's circle.
The stats are the stats. Yeah, we all know that it doesn't always translate, unfortunately.
Yes, I know.
But I'm excited to be in a race like that with him.
That's great. What about your other one in today, Arno? This colt's run before Lemon Drop Kid. They paid a decent amount of cash for him. Ran a big race first time out at Delaware. Just got beat a neck with your man Daniel Centeno in the irons. Got kind of a wide post draw, but you'd like to think that he would move forward in his second career start.
Yeah, I think so. I've always thought he was going to be a useful horse. I mean, the morning has been very honest, like a good breeze off. And, you know, going to turn at Delaware for a first start,
it's not easy.
Great thing, you know, demanding for a horse.
Yep.
And I thought he did that great, you know.
And he's got, like you say, he's been working, got three pretty sharp works, and including a bullet move at Fair Hill, which has got to be a great place to train. I know you like it there, and a lot of options for you as a trainer, that's for certain.
Yeah, we do. We do have options, and I love the fact that you can try them on different surfaces all the time. You know, between the turf, the tapeta and the turf. I think it gave us kind of an idea of what a horse is designed to do. You know,
no doubt about it.
I mean, if there's a place to train in all of America, Fair Hill, there's no better place than Fair Hill.
I agree. You keep your horses away from the races.
Yeah.
It's quiet there. It's nice. Arno, I know you're busy.
Yep.
Thank you so much, buddy. It's great catching up with you.
And best of luck,
best
Arno.
Best of luck today.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
So.
He's a good man. He's hitting
good
the 25% clip for the year.
I mean, he's doing incredible work.
He's a good trainer. Christophe Clement, disciple. I've known him for several years. He's a good guy. His wife, Lee, is also kind of an integral part of that operation. She used to work for Grand Motion, so they are definitely a good tandem, a nice husband and wife team for horse racing.
Sure. Now, also, then we have the Thoroughbred Club of America today. We got a really nice filly in Finley's Lucky Charm. She's won 8 out of 11 with 2 seconds. The only bad race she had in her life was in her second start when she stretched out. She actually went off at 30-1 that day in the Rachel Alexandra, finished 7th, beaten 11. But if you take that race out and you just give her her sprints, she is phenomenal.
She is a really, really nice filly, very fast. Now, there's a lot of speed in here, actually. I mean, I think she's going to actually make the lead and run this field off their feet because she is that quick. And apparently that work on the 22nd at Churchill was like lights out from what I hear and have seen from Clocker's report. So, but I tell you, Peter Miller's horse, Shalon,
yeah,
is a very fast filly.
Vertical Oak is a very nice filly.
Vertical Oak's a nice filly. There's a lot of speed in here, but and she's going to get a lot of pressure, but I don't know if she will. The splits will be quick, but she's just so fast, and this will be her first try at Keeneland.
First try at Keeneland. That is always important because, you know, some horses just don't take to Keeneland.
Nope, they don't, but and she's perfect off a layoff, coming in fresh for Brett Calhoun, has done an excellent job managing her so far. she will be tough to beat. But I do like a long shot in this race, Frank.
And you
that
do.
Is the 8, Ivy Bell, who has been unbelievable this year. She's a little, I mean, she's a tick cheap, I guess you could say, for this group. But she was only 2 1/4 lengths off Finley, so Lucky Charm, three back. And that last race was kind of against a pretty decent field in the open mine. She was coming through down on the rail, got in tight quarters, clipped heels.
I remember that.
Brian Hernandez Jr. kind of came off of there. He was fine.
He landed right on Finley's Lucky Charm.
and exactly. That's I mean, of course he's going to ride that filly. He's the regular rider. Sean Bridgemahan, no slouch, is a replacement. But the race really sets up for a late run, and she's been great this year and will be a price.
The only thing about her is that she did have one try at Keeneland in the past, and she finished off the board. She finished 4th that day, but
I think she's better now. I think she's kind of grown up a little bit. She's had a good year. This is a really tough spot. She's getting the acid test for class. But I like her. I've liked her all year. Cast a few tickets on her, so I sentimentally I'm with her.
All
she should
right.
never be betting horses, by the way. No sentiment.
Oh yeah, right. Now what about the green sheet?
The green sheet had 2 winners yesterday at Keeneland. Did give out a pretty healthy superfecta in the first race, a $900 model.
Very
so
nice.
We'll hope to had a few seconds. So we had a little bit of second-itis. We'll try to do a little bit better today. JohnGaver.com. Free picks and analysis for the whole Keeneland meet.
And what's your best bet of the day?
I got to tell you, I don't know. It is it's tough. You know, my best bet of the day, and I don't know what kind of price she's going to be, is Donna Bruja. And the
you're the second person to say that to me.
In the first lady.
Second person that I respect.
And you know, I don't know if she's going to be. I'd like to see 3-1, which is low odds, but I'd bet her heavy to win. I like. She has done nothing wrong, and I saw where the trainer said it's the best horse he's seen in Argentina in 25 years. Been watching like her race career. I mean, he's done a great job, and maybe good opportunity for your man Declan Cannon today.
Yeah, well, that's a surprise. You know, I mean, it's admirable too to stay with Declan Cannon, but I guarantee there's been a lot of jocks agents called.
Oh my!
To offer up their
good
riders.
For good for him, though.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's a good card today. Wish everybody luck. That's for certain.
So, also, then, we have the Woodford today, the 21st running of the Woodford. That is a 200,000 grade 2, 5.5 furlongs on the grass. Just quickly, give me your assessment of the Woodford.
I tell you, I like Mongolian Sezak. Really tough race. You know, he loves the course there. He won this race last year. Hoagie, I like to run second. Hard-knocking son of a gun who just won a really tough race at Kentucky Downs.
Could be the claim of the year.
Could be the claim of the year, that's for certain.
Because
Commend in third, Conquest Pantera to run fourth.
Well, so Hoagie, speaking of, might be the claim of the year because he was claimed for 80,000 2 starts back, and then he won the Kentucky Turf Sprint at Kentucky Downs last time out. That, I believe, was a 300,000 or 250, and now he's looking to go forward into the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint from this race tomorrow.
Great race.
Today, sorry. So that's it. Is that right? Yes.
I think it's time to wrap him up.
I think he says, I don't care where you go, you just got to go. So
he says that to us a lot.
Yeah. So, all right. So, folks, best of luck this weekend. Our new show on Saturday is at 7 o'clock. Very excited to be on Saturdays. And we wish you the best of luck for this weekend. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
Take care.